this is? This is the day the Lord has made. And so what do we do with this day? We don't murmur or whine. We rejoice. And we are glad because of His goodness through this day. It's a victory day. It's a day of good news, especially good news on this program, because we have a wonderful, wonderful guest, exciting guest. You will love it because it will penetrate your heart. It will penetrate your mind. It will even help you physically. Who is the guest? Well, our guest is the author of The Greatest Words Ever Spoken. Ooh, stay right there. I mean, this is awesome and anointed and is just for you. Now, Sarah, really introduce our guest better than I did.
I will, but you know, some of the audience that's watching, Mom, I believe you have some needs in your life as well. Some of you watching, you have health issues and really severe challenges in some of your relationships. And I know some of you watching have some huge financial issues. And of course, we'd love to pray for you. So hop on the phone and give us that privilege and honor. If you can't get to the phone, then leave a prayer request on our website. It's a convenient way 24/7 when we can pray for you, get your prayer request and pray for you and really see God do amazing things. And Mom, we have our cool guest, Stephen Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. We are delighted you are here.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here.
Delighted. Yeah.
It is so fun to be with two women and talk about the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no pretenses or anything.
No, we just open up.
Go with
the flow.
Now, I know that you, we get to know you really well, so that's fun and our benefit, but not everybody in our audience is familiar with Stephen Scott. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a quick little biography of your background, just so our audience can get on the same page with
us? Sure. Simply stated, I went from atheism to Christianity at the age of 16. And so my whole life changed early on. My Christian life, I'm 64 now. My Christian life has been a roller coaster. There are times where I've had real intimacy with God, and there are times where I turn my back on God. In the workplace, I flunked out of 9 jobs in my first 6 years after college. After I lost my 6th job, Gary Smalley, my best friend, got me into the book of Proverbs daily. And God showed me strategies that I began to apply to my business efforts. And so on job number 10, I started a little company with a partner and $5,000. And in the last 32 years, that little company's done a little over $3 billion in sales. We've launched about 25 brands, including Total Gym with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. And now we have a nutritional company or a nutraceutical company with patented compounds that are transforming lives all over the world. So that's the business side. I'm married with 7 kids and 6 grandkids.
Great. That's awesome. And one of the things that we've talked about just kind of behind the scenes is some of your experience with your kids. Mm-hmm. And one specific thing with your son as it relates to cancer. And I know that we have individuals you're watching right now and you may be struggling with cancer. You may have family needs. You have kids that have health issues or whatever. I want you to listen really carefully to this testimony because it will encourage you like no other thing. So talk us a little bit about your son.
My son was in South America for a project, a humanitarian project, and he had been there a year, and we got news that he had been diagnosed with cancer and that there was a massive tumor and he would have to come home to the U.S. for emergency surgery. And I was devastated, needless to say. I was in a hotel. I was in Dallas, which was not where I live. And I got the news in my hotel room, and I started sobbing as any dad would, and asking why my son. He's 20 years old, and at the time I was 50-something. And I didn't know what to do because I was supposed to speak to a group, a Christian group, in about 15 or 20 minutes. And I thought, how am I even going to talk? And that particular night, Greatest Words Ever Spoken hadn't come out yet, but I was going to appear on another television show. And so the publisher had made up 4 sample books. And the Lord said, go to the book. And it's everything Jesus said on different topics. So I real quick ripped the butcher paper off the sample book, and I turned to page 190, which is anxiety, worry, and fear. And in that chapter, I had every single thing Jesus had said on that subject, about 4 pages of statements. And as I began to read those statements, not only did the peace of God come over me in just an incredible way, but more important for me as a dad, the Lord showed me 7 changes of behavior He wanted me to make that week before my son arrived home for surgery. And maybe a little later on, we'll get into some of those things. But I did that. It was amazing. That night I went to the meeting. I was at the meeting. I closed my talk saying, I know you're all believers, and I've just got the worst news of my life. My son's been diagnosed with cancer. So if you could pray for Devin that God would work a miracle. My wife's on an airplane right now, and I've got to give her the worst news of her life. If you'd pray that God would give her peace that passes all understanding. And the pastor, who I'd only known for 2 days, comes into the hallway or into the room from the hallway, and he says, "We're not going to wait. We're going to pray right now." And my mom had a perfect photographic memory. I have a tiny corner of her page for important dialogue. So I remember the prayer verbatim. And he called up 6 of his leaders, and he said, "Father, we know you're the great physician, and nothing is too hard for you. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you'd vaporize Devin's tumor. Just make it disappear. And when the doctors open him up, let him tell our brother, 'I'm confused. I couldn't find the cancer. I don't understand this. I've never seen anything like this.' And then we will know that you're the one that performed the miracle, and you alone will receive the glory." And afterwards, he looked down at me. He said, "I want you to know God answered my prayer. Devin is fine. You have nothing to worry about." And I later told him I had this much gratefulness, this much belief that my son had been healed. And so my son arrived back into the United States 4 days later. Surgery was scheduled for Monday. And we were notified that the surgery began at 12:30. At 2:20, the phone call came. They said, "Will Devin's parents please come to the desk?" And she said, "The doctor's in the operating room, and he wants to talk to you." My wife grabbed the phone. I hadn't told her about the prayer because I didn't want to. Anyway, so I hear her go, "You're confused?" And then she goes, and she starts crying, and she hangs up. And I said, "Don't tell me. He said I'm confused." And she said, "Yes, he said I'm confused. He said he couldn't find the, I couldn't find the cancer." "Yes, I couldn't find the cancer. We sent out a frozen section of the tissue where the tumor had been, came back cancer-free." He said, "I don't understand this." "Yes," he said, "I don't understand this. I don't understand this." And he said, "I've never seen anything like this." And she said, "No, he didn't say that." Well, then I told her about the prayer. She couldn't believe it. He comes back into the waiting room an hour later in his scrubs. First words out of his mouth, "I have never seen anything like this." So the tumor is gone. All 4 statements verbatim. And that was one work of God's grace and mercy. Wow. But I met a lady at a women's conference 2 months later, and she said, "What would you have done if your son hadn't been healed of cancer?" And I said, "Ma'am, I'd be a different man right now. I'd be broken. I would have to tell myself to get out of bed every day, breathe in, breathe out." And I said, "But God would be no less a God of mercy and love and grace and glory, no less a God of miracle and might. He would have just had a different purpose." And she said, "Well, my son died of that same cancer at 20 last year." And she said, "I haven't been the same." And so we prayed so that it's okay to grieve, but it's not okay to let grief be your master, because no man can serve 2 masters. And that day the Lord set her free from the master of grief.
Wow.
And so it's not always God's. I have a problem with people say who believe that it's always God's will that you're healed, because none of... Yeah. No followers of Christ would be dead. The apostles would still be with us. And but I'm grateful that that day it was,
you know,
God's answer.
When we're going to, in a couple minutes, we're going to have a little break. And when we come back in from our break, I want you to pray. I want you to pray 2 parts. 1, I want you to pray for healing for the individuals who are watching, because there are individuals who have cancer, health needs, all that stuff. But then I also want you to pray as well for the people who have not been healed, who are struggling with grief, because that's a hard cross to carry, bear, work through, manage. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. But one of the things before we go to our break real quick here is, you know, you talk about the greatest words that Jesus ever spoke. And I love the book because In this book, you've taken all of the Gospels mm-hmm. and you've taken out all of the red letters uh-huh. and organized them based on the topic.
Yes.
And so what are some of those topics that have been really hot spots and helpful for you in that?
Well, I'll tell you, the purpose for all this is so that I can see exactly what Christ wants me to do. Because he didn't call one person ever to become a Christian. He didn't even call people to receive him. Not once. He called people to follow him. And we follow him by doing what he said. And so this allows me, anytime I'm confronted with any issue, any problem, any question, I can instantly turn to the topic and see everything Jesus said, and that becomes the base of my behavior. But definitely some of my favorite in there, one is called The Role and Power of Jesus' Words, because he made 20 promises about his words that he didn't make about the rest of the Word of God. And they're amazing, powerful promises. The commands of Christ. He gave us 141 commands, and he said, if you love me, you will keep my commands. But his commands aren't like the Ten Commandments that weigh us down and point us to the cross.
Right.
His commands aren't burdensome. They literally become the vehicle that God imparts his grace for us to perform his will in the moment. In any situation.
I love this. And I know you love it. And I want to encourage you, of course, to call in for prayer, but we're going to have special prayer in the next time we're here with you. So let's just take a few moments here, have a break, a miracle break, and stay right there. I believe God is reading your mail. I love this about the Word. You don't just read the Word reads you. And I believe that's what's happening in this program. So stay there. And listen to the Holy Spirit and let Him talk to you and make the Word so real to you today.
Have you ever wished you could ask Jesus any question and get His immediate help with the biggest problems you are facing? Have you ever wanted to know everything Jesus said about you, your life, and everything else? Now you can. For the first time ever, all the statements of Jesus have been brought together under more than 200 practical, easy-to-find topics. The Greatest Words Ever Spoken by Stephen Scott brings together all the statements of Jesus in one convenient book. If you are desperate for encouragement, comfort, or wisdom, you can now easily find the answers you need. We will send you this treasure chest of answers, promises, and inspirations, along with Marilyn's Speak the Word booklet, which will help you activate the spiritual force of speaking God's Word immediately. Let the Greatest Words Ever Spoken bring new vision, power, and joy into your life today. Receive both of these great products for your gift of $25 or more. Call or click to receive this very special offer.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
We are so happy to have with us today Stephen Scott. Yay!
Hey, thank
you. Think you're totally cool.
You're the best.
Oh,
you're
you guys are so sweet.
That's absolutely true. And Mom, tell us about the book that he's got.
The Greatest Words Ever Spoken. How wonderful this book is, because it really just takes the words of Jesus and puts them in categories so that you can categorize what he said to you for your need. Is that awesome? That is absolutely awesome. So I want to encourage you to call in and get this book. But if I were you, I wouldn't just ask for one book. I'd get two. You can give it as a gift. We give people flowers, they wilt. We give them candy, make them fat, give them God's Word.
Amen.
And change their lives.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Stephen?
That's really true, and especially true with this. This isn't, it shouldn't say by Stephen K. Scott. All I did is organize it.
Yeah.
And it's, but there are 225 topics, and we've taken all Jesus made about 1,900 statements that are recorded in the New Testament, and we've taken all 1,900 and categorized them into 225 topics. One of the topics is the role and power of Jesus' words. Jesus made 20 promises about amazing promises, miraculous promises about his words that he didn't make about the Word of God in general. And when you just even that one topic, you see it, then you see that he really is about his word. In fact, we in the 20th century church or 21st century church now, we've really blown it because yes, we know about the Old Testament, we focus on the epistles, but John said, the word became flesh.
Yes.
And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And Jesus said, except you eat of my flesh, you cannot have any part of me, any part of my kingdom. Well, the flesh he left behind is his words. And he said of his words, he said, everything I say, the Father told me to say and how to say it. So his words were really the incarnation of the Father's words, said perfectly. And we don't focus on them today. I talk to pastors of megachurches, and they really show me how little they know of what Jesus said. And you'd think that would be the focus of Christianity, and it's not, because we like the stories of the Old Testament, and we love the epistles. I grew up on the Old Testament and the epistles as a conservative Baptist, but
wow.
The actual words of Christ,
yeah,
was pretty ignorant.
Because I think that's dynamic for
right.
our people.
And I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, the greatest words ever spoken. And these are the words of Christ, not human words. These are Jesus' words. That's the big defining difference that Stephen's talking about, is these are the words of Jesus. And what Jesus says has the power of the creation of the entire universe. I mean,
Amen.
You think about what God did. God spoke and it became. And so these are the words of Jesus that are available to us, and they're organized by topic. Totally amazing.
Let me just show you how practical
it
was. Gary Smalley, the first time he started to read this, we were together at his home, and he starts to read on one topic, and I see the tears start to flow, and then I hear him go like that, and then he completely loses it and starts sobbing. And he says, this is the most powerful thing I've ever read, and I don't know why. And we thought about it, and we realized it was as if he had gone into his prayer closet, said, Lord, tell me about, and then he had everything Jesus said in response to that. And one-on-one, it was just incredibly powerful. And I like to show what happened to me. When I heard one of my sons had cancer, I instantly turned to page 190, which is everything Jesus said on anxiety, worry, and fear. Listen to what the Lord said to me. It is I. Don't be afraid. It's not your son. It's not cancer. It is me. I'm behind all this. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Then he says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. Stop doubting and believe. Then this one really hit me. I'm sobbing as I'm reading all this. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Do not worry about your life. And then he real quick said, or about Devon's. Oh, you of little faith, don't worry. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. You of little faith, why are you so afraid? Don't be afraid of those who kill the body, even cancer, but cannot kill the soul. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. And I was so weary and burdened. Then listen to this. Take courage, Steve Scott. It is I. Do not be afraid. To see Christ in our adversity. I was literally laying on the hotel bed crying, and he says, get up. Don't be afraid. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do not be afraid. Just believe. Peace be with you. Do not be afraid.
And that wonderful miracle that your son received. But I want to go back here to what the chapters are about.
Okay.
Because maybe there are people watching today and they say, well, you know, I'm not afraid about a child having something, but I have other things,
you know what?
You know, so give us some topics here.
Okay. The section, it's divided into nine sections, but the section that everybody runs to are everything he said to his followers. And there's 75 topics, such as the commands of Christ, Christ's family, the promises of Christ. He made 108 promises, most of them conditional, where he says, if you do this, then I'll do this. But if you don't know about them, you can't do them. They become the basis for stepping out on faith. And then as we step out on faith, he turns the water into cement.
Wine.
Well, no, but if we're stepping, if we're stepping on it, we want cement. Right. If we're drinking it, we want a little wine.
Right.
Okay.
You know, you're listening to this and you say, oh, I really need that. Call us, because I'm going to encourage you. Don't just ask for the book. Ask for 2 books or 3 books or 10 books. Maybe you have a Bible study going on. This is key for you. You're watching this program today. God has a plan for you. Amen. Why are you on this program? Why are you watching? And why is Stephen Scott with us? Because God has a wonderful plan. Call right now. You've got to get the book.
You know, I'm also going to ask you just real quickly, if you can pray for our audience. Some have financial needs, but some have physical medical needs and grief issues as well. So can you just pray briefly for us?
You bet.
Great.
Father, we just thank you. We know that no adversity comes into our life except through your will, that you always have a purpose, Father. And I pray for those that are sick today. Father, we ask that you would grant them a healing under the blood of Christ. And Father, we pray for those who are grieving. There's nothing wrong with grief, but you don't want grief to be our master, because no man can serve two masters. So Father, we ask that you would set the captive free. We pray for our audience that they would set aside all those circumstances and situations that master us, and that they would turn their heart toward you, and that they would become your servant and let you become their loving, caring master. Father, we pray for those that are in financial need. We pray that you might grant them according to their need, Father, and that you would grant them abundance to bless the others around them. And we ask all of this in the name of your dear Son, not because we deserve it, Father, but because you love us and because your Son died so we could come before you. So we pray in his name. Amen.
Amen. You know, too, I love this, because I've been studying John 14, 15, and 16 now for about 2 or 3 years. And I've been kind of talking in depth. And so some of the things you've been talking about, you know, coming to Christ, fearing God, repentance, forgiving others, judging others, neighbors, reconciliation. You've even got something in here on sexual immorality and adultery.
Anything he talked on.
Seriously, it's all here. The mind, light versus darkness, foolishness, honesty, temptation, wisdom. Oh my goodness, you
angels,
have to get this
heaven.
Book.
I mean, everything he said. You don't realize how much he said about so many topics. 1,900 statements.
You have to get this book. So hop on the website. I just say get 5 of them, because it's convenient to give them around. What better gift can you give somebody than the Word of God, than Jesus' Word? So, Stephen, thank you so much
thank
for being
you,
with
Sarah.
Us.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. We love your guts, and we're happy that you're with us.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks so much for watching. Remember, if you have a need in your life, please hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, and make sure that you grab this book, The Greatest Words Ever Spoken. They'll revolutionize your life.
Wish you could ask Jesus any question and get his immediate help with the biggest problems you are facing? Have you ever wanted to know everything Jesus said about you, your life, and everything else? Now you can. For the first time ever, all the statements of Jesus have been brought together under more than 200 practical, easy-to-find topics. The Greatest Words Ever Spoken by Stephen Scott brings together all the statements of Jesus in one convenient book. If you are desperate for encouragement, comfort, or wisdom, you can now easily find the answers you need. We will send you this treasure chest of answers, promises, and inspirations, along with Marilyn's Speak the Word booklet, which will help you activate the spiritual force of speaking God's Word immediately. Let the greatest words ever spoken bring new vision, power, and joy into your life today. Receive both of these great products for your gift of $25 or more. Call or click to receive this very special offer.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's Word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, War and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
Have you ever had stress or anxiety or worry or pressure? And sometimes you just can't seem to breathe. It's like you're almost suffocating and drowning in this stuff. And I want to encourage you today that God wants to set you free from that stress, pressure, and anxiety. And I love what Paul says in Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything in prayer, supplication, let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." And I want to pray this for you today, that the peace of God would come into your heart and repel anxiety, repel worry, repel stress, and all the stuff that gets you so frenzied, that you would exchange that for the peace of God. Why don't you get on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you just for a brief minute right here and encourage you as well to hop on the phone. Father, I pray for each person watching right now, and I stretch out my faith, my hand to them, God, that they would absolutely experience your peace. I pray that they would make the divine exchange, give to you their stress and anxiety, and receive from you your peace in exchange. Thank you, Father, for guarding our hearts and minds with your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. I know this is totally a powerful, powerful principle that God has for us, that God stills the storms. He brings peace where there's been chaos. He brings serenity where there's been stress, that God absolutely redeems the stuff. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you, that God would give you a peaceful mind, full of peace, and not prone to anxiety, not prone to stress, not prone to worry, not picking that stuff up, but rather continually going after the peace of God for us today.